Hello?
Hello.
Hey, who am I speaking with?
Ahmed, and you? Who am I speaking with?
You're Ed?
Hello? Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D. Ahmed?
Ahmed, okay.
Ahmed, yes.
Okay, you're speaking to Christopher from Robust Web Designs. How can I help you?
Yeah, I just want to know where you're located and what type of job do you do? Like, you do web design?
New York, and yes, we are providing web designing and developmental services all across the globe.
So, do you have any, when you said New York in where?
Yes, Wall Street, New York.
Wall Street?
Yes.
Okay, so can I see some of your sample, what you had done in past, like what?
Definitely.
How do I know
if you care to like come on our website, I can connect you over the chat box, and then I can show you some relevant samples. May I know what is your business about?
It's about I have a cell phone business. So I like to like sell it on the website.
You said cell phone business? Like
yeah,
mobile devices, right?
Yeah, mobile devices. Like I have all unlocked phones. And also I sell, like, other stuff, not only that. I have other stuff like oils.
Got it. I agree.
Like health product and every other product.
Okay. Can you go on our website right now? I can connect you over the chat box. It's robustwebdesigns.com.
What is it called? Robust?
Robust, R-O-B-U-S-T, robust.
Oh, hold on. Let me just open the new browser. Okay, so it's R
O
O
B U
B U
S T
S T
Web
dot com.
W E B W E B Web and then Designs D E S I G N S then .com.
Design.com.
Yes, the design is with an
yes. Free website builder cost, that's the one? Web design?
I'm sorry?
It's coming, it's a free website builder, powerful web design.
No, it will be,
is that?
I would say, I guess, do you see Robust Web Designs with a colorful R logo on the top?
Well, not the camera. Hold on. Maybe I,
can
if you tell
me
R-O-B-U-S-T.
Mm-hmm.
Web, W-E-B, design, D-E-S-I-N-S?
No, D-E-S-I-G-N-S.
Hold on. That makes sense.
So that's
dot repeat
com.
That one more time. D-E-S-D-E-S?
D as in dog, E as in echo, S as in Sunday, I as in indigo, D as in garden, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam. Designs.
Dot com.
You see,
yes.
It's written like we listen, we understand, we deliver, ingenious, engaging, creative.
It's the leader in website design. Is that your site or no?
I don't know. Can you just...
Let me...
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing.
Let me give you my email. I want you to email that link and I can probably get in there.
Definitely, give me
can
that.
Can you email to me?
Yes.
SB is a boy, everything lowercase, I-L-A-L dot 718 at hotmail.com.
Okay, so it's B-I-L-A-L
dot 718 at hotmail.com.
If I'm like pronouncing it correct, it's below dot 718 at hotmail.com.
Yep,
I'm asking one of my representatives, Abraham, to like email that over to you. Okay. Give me one moment.
9:50.
Okay, yeah, you might be receiving the email like in like 5 seconds. Can you please
look at the email? No, let me ask you. I you want the receipt?
I've sent the email.
Okay, I'm gonna respond it back to you. Hold on, stay in the line with me. I want you to work with me. I already have someone who's working on it. I paid for this terrible job, man. I don't know what people do when they say that they're going to do a web design. I mean,
are you already working with someone?
Yeah, but I don't think I know I want to do it because it's taking so long. For such a simple thing, they can do it. Where is it coming from?
I'm sorry?
What is it? Okay, I got it. Web design. Okay, I got it.
If you come on the website, I'll connect you from here. So which company are you working with currently?
Okay. It was for somewhere in Queens, Bob Design, I believe it is Bob.
Okay. So your name is Bilal?
Yeah, it's Bala.
Okay, so I just sent you a message onto the website. Can you check?
So I already have the name. I already have the name, but the design that they're doing, it is terrible. I don't know what they – I mean, I give them every access they need to put the download my merchandise. They say they need a spreadsheet, these, that.
What do you actually sell onto the website? Can you tell me what are you planning to sell onto the website?
Okay, let me go back to my website just a second. So what I have is here.
Can you send me, is your website on a link? Can I look at the website?
Yeah, sure. Just go into the
Did you see my website?
Yeah, I see it, yeah. I'm here.
Share the website link with me onto the chat box.
I don't know. How do you do that, though? I'm just going to give you. It's very simple. It's www.bilalwireless.com. That's
Bilal
the name.
Wireless, right?
Yeah, bilalwireless.com.
Can you come on my website now?
Yeah, I'm on your website now.
Do you see a chat box popping up with your web address in there?
Chat box, yeah.
Yes. Do you see the web address I've sent you over? Is that correct? Bilalwireless.com?
Yes, www.bilalwireless.com.
So tell me what issue are you facing on your website right now?
Issues is that they cannot add my merchandise what I want to sell. I have other companies. Like you see, I mean, I'm very shocked. One of my friends owns a oil company.
Mm-hmm.
So I sell his product. So I want to like what he's selling. I have the product. Like, for example, let's say I'm selling phones. So I told them to gsmarina.com. That's where you go download those phones.
Okay, I got it. So your website...
And they have such a hard time... They have such a hard time doing this. And they charge me $300. I mean, what they can do? I mean, I don't know what exactly to tell this people. What?
How much did they charge you for the complete website?
500.
Oh my God. Okay.
But I'm gonna dispute that money. I don't know if you go, did you see my website already? Can you go into it and take a look?
The website.
You looking at my website?
Yes, I'm looking at your website. There's a mobile phone, Bilal, wireless, home, about us, shop now.
Do you see? Look at it. What they did. This is unprofessional. I don't know if they know what they're doing. Bob told me, he said he's a professional guy in Queens, and he knows what he's doing, but you see, look at it, it's how it is.
I guess it's not a professional website, I would say.
Would you be able to do it the way Amazon has, or was somebody like, you know, look at what they did. Like, if you go to my thing, product, like for example, about us, go to cell phone. Look, let's click and look how many things they got. You see, look.
Oh my God. Okay, so they cannot actually bring about your products properly onto the website. That's bad.
They said they need a spreadsheet. I gave them the whole link, like the arena.com. If you go there, you can just take it from there and paste it and copy it. If they give me access of changing the prices, I can even change price. I can put my...
You can actually not have the access because the website is not built on a user-friendly platform, and that is why they're not able to give you the access. If this website was built on a user-friendly platform, then obviously the access would have been like pretty much easier for them to give it to you. And that is
they send me access, but I cannot, when I go there, I cannot add anything I want. I don't know what's the problem.
That is what I'm saying. It's not user friendly. That is the reason. If the back end of the website and the admin of the website is user friendly, then only you are able to easily edit products, add products as well, change prices, put up discounts as well, all of that. Because normally...
So let me tell you, if I right now, let's say I don't want to do it with them and I want to do it with you, for example. So do you able to keep what it is or do you have to do everything new?
I'll tell you one thing. Because we can actually design a new website for you that is not going to consume a lot of time. It will only consume a time for a week, okay? And your website will be ready. You don't have to worry about this platform because you can keep the same name, BilalWireless.com, okay? That will stay with you. The only thing which we'll do is, like, we'll change the platform, make it user-friendly for you, so that in future, if you want to add, edit, or, like, make changes to the website, you can do it all by yourself because it's pretty easy to manage.
Now, let me ask you, are you able to download all the pictures that I want?
Definitely. We can scrap it. Yes, we can.
Do you need a spreadsheet for that? Because spreadsheet is the issue now.
No, we can do it. That is what I'm saying. We can easily do it.
And you're located where in Buffalo?
I'm sorry?
Where are you located?
We're located in New York, New York Wall Street. That's what I'm saying, Manhattan.
Do you have a 716 number? Are you Buffalo?
I'm sorry?
Your number is started with 716.
Yes, exactly, because that's a company line, okay? It's rerouted because we are not located in New York only. We're located in San Jose, California as well. We have two other locations as well. But that's a company line you're calling, okay? That is why it has been rerouted to us. So that is how it works.
And...
Exactly. So, well, I don't think that's a big issue which you're facing on your website. It just needs a little bit of revamp in a professional manner. And I guess everything will be sorted out by that.
How much are you guys going to charge?
So what we do is,
now,
like,
let me ask you.
How many products does your website have? Can you tell me?
Probably 1,000.
1,000.
Over 1,000.
So
I have a name brand. Let me tell you, I have a name brand, Samsung, Apple. We're gonna do it, Motorola. Then you got Eximo, which is Xiaomi, Google, and then Lenovo.
Okay.
Those phones
it
has to be downloaded.
Seeing that onto your website, yes. Currently seeing that onto your website. Lenovo, Xiaomi, Google, Motorola, Sony. I see those categories, okay? That's not a big problem.
Right.
The actual thing is, like, the number of products are, like, too much. So if I ask you, what kind of budget are you having in mind to have this website done?
No, that's what they were telling me, $500 for the whole entire website.
That is why they could...
And I gave them already...
I guess...
I gave them already $300.
No, I'm telling you that they charge you a wrong fee, and that is why they're not able to do your website, because a website... cannot be coming at the price of like $500. You've got to invest more in that to have a professional work done, to have something of quality, something like that. You can then expect a quality business. How much do you sell a cell phone for, okay? I'm looking at your Samsung cell phone price, okay? You're selling
that's
it for like $316, okay?
No. This price is wrong. They just put it there. It's not even ready.
Okay.
I have a price with...
How much do you sell an iPhone for, okay? Let's talk about an iPhone 12, okay? How much would you sell it for?
I got to look it well now.
I mean, just a rough idea. How much would you sell it for?
I just got to look at a couple of months. I look at my price to just a couple of minutes.
I'm sorry?
Like 13 Pro Max, I'm selling it like 128 GB for $950,
right? So for the same phone, if I ask you to sell it to me for $500, would you be able to do that? No, right? Because that's not even fit your cost. So something which is costing more, and I would like to have that at a lower price, that's not possible, right? So you would not get an original thing, I would say. You would get a copy of it for that money. So the same thing is with a website, okay? Whenever you're looking for some quality work, you've got to invest the right amount, okay? Because you can get a product at like $500, you can get a website, but you will not get a quality website, and that's what you're facing right now. So to get a quality website, you've got to invest in that business. And let's say, even if you're like investing a bit more actually onto the website, and you're like selling products through the website, so you'll cover up the money in about like 10 to 15 days, I would say. So that's, I guess that's not a big expense out of your pocket.
So what am I expecting from you now, Tom?
Okay. To be really honest with you, okay, a professional website with e-commerce with a cap of like you can add up to the number of products you're having, with a user-friendly content management system in there, with having the ability in future to like make changes to the website, add products, edit prices and everything all about it, a customized design, a professional one, with shopping cart integration, payment module integration as well, everything all about it.
They're doing all that, I say.
I know, but are they able to do that? They're not. That is the reason, okay? They're not able to do that completely, properly, fine, okay? So that's the real problem. So for everything which we do charge, okay, we do charge a one-time fee of $1,299.
Yeah, I'm gonna have the same problem again, probably. That's what they told me, the same thing. Oh, this is what it is. Okay, we can bring it down to you this much.
No,
so
we're
this
not,
is like
we're
something.
Not bringing it
are
down
we?
For you because the call, we cannot compromise over quality. If you're looking for some quality work, you gotta pay the price for it. Okay, you cannot buy a Nike shirt for like $10. Okay, you gotta pay a premium for that because you're purchasing it from an authentic store. Okay. So
who's going to control it? You guys going to control it? I'm able to control.
If you are able to control it in future, okay? Because we do provide 100% ownership of the website to the owner of the website once it's completed.
Is this a one time or this is going to be like monthly
no.
maintaining fees and
no, there's
so if it crashes, what's going to happen?
If the website crashes, you can give us a call anytime and we'll fix it for you. And that rarely happens, okay? That does not happen quite often. Because the way we create a website, it runs for like, I would say, if you run it smoothly, it runs for a longer period of time. It does not crash. Because when you're
when
creating a website,
time,
you've
what
got
you
to like, I'm sorry?
What do you mean when it runs for a longer time?
I did not get you. Can you repeat?
You say that it will run for a long time. What do you mean by that? So
like I would say, like as long as you can expect, like 10 years, 12 years, 15 years. The website does not go down if it's built properly. And currently we're running a promotion as well, so might be possible I can offer you at a max of like $100 off on that. That's the maximum.
I already paid this guy $300. How do I get my money back? I'm going to tell him, okay. Well, I already paid him $300.
You can dispute the amount. It will reflect back onto your bank account in like a few days. That's not a big problem. Because even if you try 10 times of like getting a website for that kind of price, you're still going to end up with like problems, okay, in front of you, and you will not be able to like have a proper functional website. But if you invest the right amount in one time, okay, you're going to have a website which will run for like lifelong.
So you will able to, if I gave you, let's say, a friend of mine who has website and he has all the pictures inside,
We can take the pictures, we can take the product from your current website, okay, that's not a big problem, okay. But yes, we will be like building off a website from scratch for you because this platform is not user friendly.
Okay. And how do I contact with you? What's the phone number?
What we'll do is like once we take you on board, once you complete the transaction, I'm going to assign you a designated team of project manager, business consultant, okay? I'll be connecting you.
Yeah, but that's what they did and then disappeared.
That's a routine process, okay? That's standard for
everyone. Yeah, but I think, let me tell you, I don't know if I'm calling outside of the United States. I think, don't take me in the wrong way, not you. Probably it's a scam for this website thing. I think it's just a scam to me, sounded. Because if I'm going to deal with a professional company, and this is what am I going to get routed to the different, I think this is not right.
No, you're not going to be routed to different people, okay? You're just going to be routed to one team, and they're going to be connected with you since day one.
And where the team located is probably in China, in the United States.
No, they're just sitting inside the room I'm talking to you. So they're like 2 aisles away from me, okay? So we're not like outsourcing your work, okay? This is not how it works. And that is why we're charging you a nice fee for it, okay? Because that is why we have kept in-house resources. People who do charge like payments of like $500, $600 for this kind of a website, then is the point that they outsource their work to different kind of like countries, and then is the time that you face problems, and then the communication lacks as well, and that creates problems. That is the real thing. So whenever you're working for
the
company,
do I have the engine search right now with my one or no? How do I know this?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Or do I just get a domain? Which one? I just have a domain, right?
Yeah, that's enough for us. That's enough for us. If you do have a domain, that's enough for us. And that's bilalwireless.com. We're going to utilize that.
So now if I cancel the other one, would they cancel the domain? Or how did this going to work?
Oh, no, I don't think the domain gets canceled because the domain remains under the ownership of the person who owns it. And the transfer of domain is not a big problem. It can just be transferred over a DNS, and you can utilize the same domain.
And did you see my logo, how it looks? How professional can you be?
I don't think that's a professional logo. I don't think that's, if you ask my honest opinion, I don't think that's a professional logo. What
no,
I'll
no,
do for you,
it is not. I'm not happy. I'm not happy with that logo that I have. It's just like,
that's what I'm saying.
It is very...
What I'm saying is, like, what I'll do for you is, like, I'm going to provide you with a few number of concepts for the logo. You see how our work is, okay? And if you like the logo, you can keep it.
Okay, so can you work on this, or do I, what is this, what do you want me to do for you now? Tell me.
Okay,
can you do, can you send me at least a logo, see how it is?
No, because
I got to call these other people. I got to call my bank first. I'm going to tell them, listen, I'm disputing the charge. It's not
a
legitimate company.
That's a different story. We're not connected to those people, okay? You can dispute the amount anytime. To start off with your work, what I'm going to do is, like, I'll have to create your account with us with your name, email, contact number, okay, your billing address, everything. I'll connect you.
Hey, can you do something for me better?
I'm sorry?
Can you do something better price for me? I think it's coming very high.
I cannot hear you properly. Can you...
Can you do the prices a little bit better than what you were telling me?
I'm giving you a $100 discount on it. What do you think you would want?
Huh?
What is your affordability? Can you tell me? I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, but that's what's going to happen again, I think. That's what's going to happen again, because once I pay, you said you were asking me what's the affordable, but like they asked me what's the affordable, and then I say, hey, this is, okay, we can
no,
do for you this price, and now is it?
I'll tell you one thing, okay? If you tell me a price, and if that's affordable for us, then I'm going to say a yes. Otherwise, I'm going to say that we'll have to stick to the same price. That's how it works, okay? If we know what cost incurs in these kind of like products, and that is why we are charging you that money, okay? The discount which was available in my pocket, I gave you without you even asking for it, okay?
How about a 7?
I'm sorry?
700.
No, that's not doable. I'll tell you what I can do, okay? The best thing, and after that, there are like no bargains and nothing on it, okay? If you can come back onto the website. Can you come back on the website?
Where? To your website?
Yes, on my website.
I am there.
So initially I told you a price of like $12.99. So instead of $12.99, the total.
Is it gonna look like the way, like for example, you ever see Amazon website?
The layout of the website can be like any other, okay? That's not a big problem. Let me just share. There are like thousands.
But I don't want you to tell me, oh, for example, I don't want you to tell me, oh, you can't put all these pictures and it's not going to happen.
No, that's not true.
I don't want you to tell me anything about a spreadsheet because I do not have a spreadsheet.
No, that's not. That's, the design of the website is not a big problem. We will be sharing you multiple designs, okay, to choose from, okay? And
no, it's not a design. I'm talking about my merchandise. Like, for example, like, let me just give you an example. Are you close to your computer?
Yes, I'm close to a computer, yes.
Can you type this in for me? Can you type this in for me, please?
Yes.
GSMarena.com. Go into that.
I know that website, okay? I know that website. A comparison
and
of
do you see it when you go?
Yes.
Right. Do you see, like, for example, can you able to do, see, this is what I sell. And that's most of the time when my customer needs it, I usually go and they're clicking it on. And, for example, like you said, they have Samsung. They have all the lists. You see all the lists here?
I do.
So this is what I talk to.
GSM Arena is, okay. I usually visit this website whenever I want a comparison between two phones, whenever I want to look at the features of any phone. So I usually visit this
Right,
website.
Right. So, like, for example, let's say I sell A54. I click it on. You see it as it, when it came out. It has released on 2020. Are you able to provide this information to me?
That information is put by the owner of the website, okay? So you will be able to do that as well.
I'm going to be able to do it. But you are not able to copy and paste to that my website.
We can, definitely. The copying and pasting of information is not a big problem. We can easily do that.
And you don't need spreadsheets or anything like
that.
You
can just tell us that what product would you like to put onto the website, and we'll just copy and paste the information from here.
Okay.
Yep.
So what do you say now?
Okay.
Do you say your price is?
The final price, what I'm going to quote you is?
Your price is.
Okay. if you can check the chat box, that is going to be the final price.
How much?
Can you check the chat box, the website chat box?
I did. There is for a person who's with disabled identities.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I don't know. It's high for me, I believe. It was like eight maybe I can able to afford, but I think it's too much.
What can you afford?
8 maybe, 800. But then I don't want you to go in this route again. Like, oh, you asked for it, we gave you what you asked for.
That's
I don't want that happen.
I'll tell you one thing. At our company,
because if this is gonna happen, I'm just gonna say, you know what? Somebody else before took $300 just down the drain.
I'm not
it was
talking
scam.
About someone else, okay, right now. I'm talking about my company.
We have to talk about not someone else, but presently we gotta talk about a human. We are all human.
If you listen to me,
I don't know you that much the way you know me that much either.
I'll tell
so we
you.
Can't, we don't know what page. Huh?
Yes, I know, but I'll tell you one thing. The
so
price
this is
you agree
living
upon,
in the living in the world that is
allow
not,
me to speak. If you allow me to speak, okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
One thing that the price we agree upon, okay, whatever the final price we agree upon, and I sign you up, okay. The quality of the website would not be compromised, okay. The work will not be compromised as well. The quality of the work will not be compromised. The work ethic will not be compromised. The communication will not be compromised. Okay? Our standards of our SOPs are not compromised over a price point. Okay? That's not the case. If someone has paid us like $5,000 as well, we treat them the same way. If someone pays us like $300 as well, we treat them the same way. It's not about money. Okay? The money is for the project. Okay? The communication stays the same. The quality stays the same.
So tell me now.
First of all, I would
what do you need to do?
Type in your complete name, your contact number, and your email address onto the chat box. Live chat, if you can type.
I'm going to save this up, so hopefully that I got
And now I'm going to ask you one final price which you can do. And if I'll say a yes or no to that, and if I'll say a yes, I'll sign you up for that amount. And if I say a no, then I'll have to apologize to you, and you would have to like try somewhere else. So you can type in your details and then tell me a final price you can do.
Let's do Monday.
Hold on, can I answer this phone call? Can you stay in the line?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Huh? Yeah.
So type in your details in the chat box, please. Where are you originally from?
From Bangladesh.
Okay.
I grew up here.
You grew up here. That's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Good to know.
I'm going to send it now.
Mm-hmm.
And so did you get it?
So it's B-A-L-A-L, right?
Yes.
Or B-I-L-A-L?
No, B-A-L-A-L. That's my legal name.
That's your...
Well, I made a mistake. It should be .get. I made a mistake on that. Let me...
That's totally fine. I'll correct it. I'll correct it. Not a problem. Not an issue. I'll have it corrected for you. This is the email, right?
Huh?
Right? And this is the contact...
My name.
That's your contact number, the one which I've mentioned, 718-884370.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Okay, can you type in your billing address
yes.
as well, please?
Hold on a second. Just give a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Let me switch. Wait, by China.
You're from Buffalo City?
Because this is Echo. Buffalo, yeah, me.
Nice. How does like these mobile phone business run in Buffalo City?
It's quieter than New York City.
I'm sorry?
New York is more. It's more in, when I was in New York, it was much better than here. It's not hardly.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing with website. So store cannot survive, so I got to get it online, you know, continue with online business.
I see.
So more people in online business than come into the store.
Yeah, exactly. Every business has been there online. So, obviously, yes. Are you typing in your billing address?
Definitely.
Okay.
The store address?
Billing address.
You got it?
Let me check. Let me verify it on Google. So it's 69 Reed Street, Buffalo, New York, 14212. Is that correct?
Yes. So where is your, for example, like, what type of job did you guys do? Where's your, like, well, I'm seeing it here, it's just the website. So how do I see what you had done for people? And
you're talking about the portfolio, right?
A portfolio?
You're talking about portfolio, right?
Right.
Okay. Have you seen Gazelle by Gazelle.com?
By Gazelle? No. So you mean you're going to tell me I'm going to have to go to Gazelle.com
to see what you guys had done?
No,
I have just shared a website with you on the chat box. You can see. That is the website we have done. You can click on it and look at what we have done in the past and what we're capable of.
So Gazelle is the what? Is it a cell phone company?
That's a cell phone company, yes. It's a buy and sell cell phone company, actually. It's an electronic actually company. They do sell Samsung, iPhone, Google phones, iPads, MacBooks as well.
They buy and sell. You
yep.
can buy it and they sell it.
Yes, you can do both on it. You can sell on the website as well. You can buy it as well. I'm just showing this to you as an example so that you can see what kind of quality work we provide. This business is doing wonders these days.
Who did all this?
That's what I'm showing you. We did all of this.
So this, you put this there, iPhone 64 unlocked, all that 64-year-old green.
The website has been done by us. Okay. And now the customer who we made the website for is managing the website now.
Okay. This looks pretty decent so far to me. Now let me see how many brands do you have.
It is more than decent, okay.
So you didn't just let me ask you this question.
Yep.
You telling me you did it. You didn't just say, hey, Gazelle, it was there before a long time, and you didn't take their website and just to show me, say, hey, this is what we did. You didn't do that, right? Because you can type any website and just go in it.
But there are like 10,000 websites. Out of those 10,000 websites, I showed you this one. Why? I could have shown you other websites as well. Okay. There are like several mobile selling websites. Okay.
But how come, for example, to ask you, what you has guys done
okay.
is not in your website.
All right. Tomorrow, if someone asks, how can you prove that you have done BilalWireless.com? How would I say? And why would I show someone BilalWireless.com if I have not done it? Why would I do that? There are like several other websites as well which I can show to claim that we have done it. Okay. But why would I do so? We have our own portfolio which we use to show to our clients, and that is what we do. That's a normal and standard procedure.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you, okay?
Look, I don't try to like take me in the wrong way because I'm learning from my own experience.
It's not a wrong way. I know
because
where,
you know it is. I got a hit pretty hard so far. So
I know.
This is the second time it happened.
I know what you have gone through, and this time it will be different. Okay, you're gonna get a decent website this time. And you're going to have a positive experience because you're currently working with people where you basically based out of the United States of America, okay? You're not getting your work outsourced. You're having your work done from here, okay? So that is the biggest
difference.
Let me
go. I'm going to save this. I want to save. What's your phone number direct? I can deal with you.
This number which
Do you have
on,
your
guide? Okay. The number which you're calling on, whenever you call this number, I'm going to pick up.
Is 716 for her.
Yes.
This is your number 2379180. That's you.
The number which I'm going to type it for you, okay?
Let me save this website. This is I want to put it in my favor.
Definitely.
Now I got to go call. I'm going to call my bank now and get it done. I said, hey, dispute this.
You can do that later on, but first I would like to go ahead and like create your account with us, and then you can dispute the amount, and you can do it, because we are not connected to that dispute, so you can have it done. You're right. That's not your problem.
No, not you. Not you. I got to get into my bank and tell them, like, refer this money back. I don't know.
You can do that. So to get your work started below, okay, I have your details, your name, email, contact number, your billing address as well. What card do you usually use to make the payments? Do you use a Visa, Master, Amex, or Discover?
Master. But I'm not going to do any payment now until I get the other one done.
Then I'm going to hold that offer for you right now, okay? Because the reason I was agreeing upon your price, because I agreed on your price, which you were able to afford, okay?
Yeah, but I'm not going to give you $800 now. I can't give you $800 now. I'm not giving you $800 now.
So what are you planning?
I mean, you agree on it, yes. Huh?
What are you planning to give?
I'm not planning to get anything. I'm just going to call my other company and get that money back to my card that I spent.
And then?
And from there, and then, like, they gave me two payments. How many payments are you able to give me?
We don't give out payment options. It's a one-time fee. Up front, and then your work gets started, and it gets finished upon the committed deadline. You go home with a decent website. We go home with a positive and happy customer.
So
all of these fancy options are given by companies who are not legit, okay? Who are just trying to grab money, okay? That is why they offer payment plans. That is why they offer cheap rates as well. That is something which we don't do, okay? We have an operational cost because we have.
I have your number. Let me call my bank first and get that done.
And
okay, let me get that done, and then I'll call you. You here? What time you here until? What time you?
I'm sorry.
What time you'll be here until?
I am here until next 3 hours. Okay.
Let me see if I can get this done. I'm going to call my bank right now. Hopefully
okay,
they'll answer.
I have a number, right? 716-414-0333.
I have your number. You gave me the number, so I'm just going to go
great,
and
great. Call your bank, have the amount disputed. You can give me a phone call, and then we'll get your work started.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.